Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I am looking at three movies exploring different kinds of families. There's a band of brothers who form a band inside a big pink house, a pair of sisters who live inside a Greenwich Village theater, and an extended family of aristocrats, along with their servants, who live in a stately mansion.
And a one and a two and... Going for me,
Before You Know It, directed by Hannah Pearl Utt. Rachel and Jackie, played by Hannah Pearl Utt and Jen Tulloch, are adult sisters who live inside a Greenwich Village playhouse. Homeschooled by their playwright dad, played by Mandy Patinkin, since their mom died, their world is centered on their family theater. Rachel, who dresses in plain clothes and sensible shoes, is the always reliable stage manager. Jackie, flamboyant and self-obsessed, is an actress. Her impulsive behavior left her with an alcohol problem and a 13-year-old daughter named Dodge, played by Una Yaffe. Rachel wishes she could date more, but she just has too many responsibilities. And they both take care of Dodge together. More Rachel than Jackie. Life continues until a major revelation shakes up their lives. Turns out their mom didn't die when they were four. She's still alive and has been living nearby under a stage name since they were kids. What's more, she owns their theater and they might lose it, along with their careers, their home, and their entire lives. So can Jackie and Rachel infiltrate a TV studio, meet their soap opera actress mother, and convince her to let them stay on at the theater they call home? Or is this their final act? Before You Know It is a delightful story about three generations of women in a theatrical setting. Written by the two main actors, Jen Tulloch and Hannah Pearl Utt, it veers between a gently screwball comedy plot and a somewhat more serious coming-of-age story about growing up, both for Dodge and for the two older adult sisters. Nothing spectacular here, but it's just a pleasant and very fun indie movie. Downton Abbey, the movie, directed by Michael Engler. The Crawleys are an aristocratic family living in a stately manor on a vast estate in post-Edwardian England. It takes a village to keep things going smoothly, and it's almost a self-sufficient community living inside these walls. This includes extended family and their in-laws, but also the multitude of servants, footmen, groomsmen, maids, kitchen help, groundskeepers, valets, a butler, and more. But the normal social order is threatened by some unexpected guests. The king is coming! The king is coming! And this brings all sorts of problems. Violet, the Dowager Countess, played by Maggie Smith, has a long-standing feud over inheritance with Maud Bagshaw, who's a lady-in-waiting for the Queen, played by Imelda Staunton. Tom Branson, played by Alan Leach, who's originally an Irish socialist chauffeur who married into this family and is now a widower, is suspected by a mysterious government agent as being disloyal to the king. Is he actually an assassin? Meanwhile, amongst the other half of the house, other troubles are revealed. Kitchen maid Daisy, played by Sophie McShear, wonders whether her longtime boyfriend William is the right one for her, especially since a handsome young plumber arrives on the scene. And when the king's servants barge in and take over everything, it's up to the Downton Abbey crew to concoct a plot to get them back their rightful place within their own mansion. Meanwhile, Thomas Barrow, played by Robert James Collier, the usually secretive and sometimes conniving butler, seizes the chance to finally explore his sexuality in a nearby town. This is just maybe about 50% of all the plots. I can't tell them in one sitting. Okay, Downton Abbey, the movie, is a continuation of the popular British nighttime soap that ran for many, many years. I remember watching the first two seasons before giving up forever. It concentrated on a dull patriarch, dull as dust patriarch, his faithful butler, the bickering daughters, and the various servants who are skidding around behind the scenes. Felt like Leave It to Beaver superimposed on a feudal estate. Deadly dull, politically loathsome. I really hated that show. But I found the movie much more interesting. It could be because I didn't see the next five seasons and it did get better. But either way, this one concentrates as much on the downstairs as on the upstairs. There are lots of real surprises and the characters are allowed to grow and progress. I'm as surprised as you are that, you know what? I actually enjoyed this movie. Once Were Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the band, directed by Daniel Rohr. It's late 1950s in Toronto, and Robbie Robertson is a teenager, an aspiring musician who learns to play chords when he visits his mom's family in the summers at the Mohawk Six Nations. So when Southern rocker Ronnie Hawkins comes to town with his band, Robbie's mesmerized by their energy, their showmanship, their confidence, especially the stick-twirling drummer, Levon Helm. So he writes some tunes and manages to join this band at age 16. They bring in other multi-talented Canadian musicians, including Rick Danko, Garth Hudson, and Richard Manuel. So the group travels south to the Deep South to perfect their style, playing alongside blues greats and country musicians, both. The Hawks, that's Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks outgrow their frontman, and they set out on their own. They tour Europe as Bob Dylan's band, right at the time he goes electric, so they're booed by audiences at every single stop. But they realize they have something special. They move into a big pink house in Woodstock, New York, where they perfect their unique blend of folk, country, rock, blues, R&B, and something unique that's all their own. Robbie writes most of the songs, while the entire band, which is a band with three good vocalists, which is very unusual, they craft each song. They start releasing their own songs under the name The Band, because that's what they were, a band. And eventually become one of the most influential American groups of the 60s and 70s. So Once Were Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the band, is a great music doc about the group as told through Robbie's own eyes. Through old photos, magazine clippings, period footage, and new interviews, it explores their brother-like friendship through its ups and downs, jealousy, addiction, and car crashes. And it also looks at the rivalry between Robbie Robertson and Levon Helm, which eventually tore the group apart. It looks at their music, the people they knew, and even their look itself, long-haired, bearded country gentleman dressed in 19th century style used in the photos for the albums. The movie follows them through the early 60s through The Last Waltz, which was a famous concert film done by Martin Scorsese. This is a beautiful, compelling story about this, am I allowed to say it, legendary American band. Before you know it, opens at the Tiff Bell Lightbox today. Once Were Brothers and Downton Abbey also open today in Toronto. Check local listings. And Toronto's fall festival season continues through the weekend with the Toronto Palestine Film Fest. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.